Yeah, I think the biggest changes, and I think people are seeing this, is around the continuous monitoring capabilities. So right now, I think it's four primary areas. It's inventory management, configuration management, and vulnerability and patch management. So those four areas, I think people do them to different varying degrees today. The standards are mature now. The tools are there now. Vendors have adopted that and have the tools in place. So I think those four areas, I think you'll see a drastic improvement. And that's really the focus of our continuous monitoring stuff for FY10. The idea is over time we'll expand the automated continuous monitoring to cover additional things.
I got to ask you, patch management, what's the deal? Why is it so hard? I mean, this seems like one of those things that we've been talking about for decades, that we all can do it at home. Microsoft, Apple, whomever it is, pushes you the patch. Why is it so hard for the government? Is it the inventory issue that you don't know what you don't know, or what?
I think it's a combination. I think there's a lot of variability across the different agencies. But yeah, you're looking at pretty large numbers of assets, and I don't think a lot of folks have a good grasp on what they have, for one. You got a lot of different OS types and applications out there, so you've got to keep track of a lot of different patch releases, and you've got the testing cycles, which may or may not be very mature in different organizations, and that can take some time. So there's a lot of different variables, I think, that come into that. But I think that's really why the automation piece is so key, because you really can't prove that process without automation. It's too big.
Matt, one of the things that you talked about during the panel discussion at the Management of Change conference was the idea of the role of DHS, specifically around cybersecurity and how it's changing. You talked about kind of three areas: influencing of policy, driving or enabling the better cybersecurity, and then measuring and monitoring cybersecurity. Go through each of those a little bit and tell us a little bit about where you're seeing the changes of DHS. Where do you see DHS heading in the future?
A lot of our influence activities are going to be really in sort of recrafting what FISMA measures, what CIOs and CISOs are going to pursue in terms of capabilities to improve posture. So that's really kind of our influence function. The drive and enable function, I think, is really important. What we do there is really try and help agencies to get the desired capabilities in place. And so we're not necessarily the experts in all the different capability areas. There's different programs across the government that do some of those. But we try and leverage that expertise as well as our own to put things like enterprise vehicles in place to help agencies buy the tools and services they may need. We'll publish reference architectures in some cases to allow them to see the solutions and what they look like, and therefore help get those in place, sooner and hopefully more cost effectively. And finally, we'll actually put solutions in place ourselves. So for some of the smaller agencies, we may do, we'll stand up shared services, for example, shared service centers, to actually offer services to those organizations to get them the capabilities quicker and hopefully cheaper. The last function you mentioned was measuring and monitoring. So that's really kind of the feedback loop, right? So the idea is we push out capabilities that need to be implemented. We influence policy to make that happen. We drive and enable and help agencies actually get that done. And then we want to go out and actually assess and figure out how folks are doing in terms of getting those capabilities in place. And so I've got a compliance, team, assessment team that actually goes out and takes a look at, on-site at agencies, see how their capabilities are being implemented, see how well they're performing those different functions, and really just to kind of see what we can do to help. We try and identify the barriers and what challenges they may have, and then really kind of take that information back and see what we can do to actually help them and get them further down the road.
We're talking with Matt Kuss, the Director of Federal Network Security at the Homeland Security Department at the Management of Change Conference. You mentioned a bunch of areas I want to go into, but let me start with the FISMA metrics, because I think that's the one area that a lot of people outside the government have seen the big change. OMB put out the new FISMA metrics. Then there's been a series of metrics agencies are looking at now. Where do you see them going? Obviously, it's continuous monitoring is the key word here. But what's DHS's role to kind of look at those current metrics and, the to be to the as is to the to be? Where do you see the DHS role to influence that change?
I think we have a really strong role in actually crafting the metrics. So you've got this sort of published draft metrics now. We're doing a lot of work trying to get this done for FY10 as quick as possible to actually align those metrics towards things that agencies, either are doing now or know they need to do to improve posture. So my big thing is we're trying to get away from asking questions just for the sake of asking questions and kind of having this, these big data calls go out and spending a lot of money on agencies collecting data or information. In a lot of cases, we know the answer. We know where we're not doing well, so let's not spend a lot of money and time kind of figuring out what we already know. So we're just trying to, DHS is really trying to take an operational, role in, crafting metrics that make sense, assess, maturity levels of capabilities, figure out, how people are doing in terms of risk and what the posture is out there, so that we can then, drive the right activities moving forward. So we really are having a, very proactive sort of hands-on role now with the release of, OMB Memo 10-15 in doing that and aligning metrics with what actually makes, security posture improve.
How do you figure that out? Is that a NIST guidance? You look at the NIST guidance? You look at, okay, which parts of agencies, best practices? Do you look at agencies who have been successful and what are they measuring? Like you say, from operational standpoint, so you're not looking at from necessarily a, well, we're going to write this policy and this policy is going to say you must do this, but you're saying what operationally, what was going on right now within the systems? How do you make that decision?
Fundamentally, we're looking at threats and what's happening in our networks now. So that's kind of the foundation for it. You know, we're talking to NSA, we talked to US CERT, we talked to the intelligence community to figure out, you know, what are the attack vectors that we're seeing today? And then what mitigation activities could we put in place to actually slow down or prevent some of that stuff from happening? So that's kind of the core, you know, at the core, what we use to sort of figure this out. And there's also, you know, input from a lot of different programs across the federal government. It's everything from training to authentication to configuration management, just looking at all those kind of foundational capabilities. And it is very much looking at, you know, who's doing those things well and how are they doing them. We also consider NIST guidance, and we look at the NIST standards, the SCAP family of standards. Played a very important role in a lot of things we're trying to drive with the automation stuff. So yeah, it's pretty much a combination of all those things, figuring out what we can do, what's the low-hanging fruit, what's the, you know, really high importance capabilities we need to put out there to minimize the threat, and then publishing that and kind of driving forward.